This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with several of my colleagues from the Yak world. Yes, the Yakkers are here in force to go through the list from Talkers Magazine of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people that are connected to those stories. That's what the discussion is about, because the research at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, would indicate that these are the big stories. The folks at Talkers listen to the key radio stations, the key programmers, the key hosts around the country to find out what the heck is going on. So here to help me discuss it, or actually I'm going to let these two discuss it, and I'll chime in once I get them going. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Clever choice of call letters there. I don't know how they came up with those, but somebody had to have stayed up all night figuring that one out. And then there's Victoria Jones in from the DC Radio Company. Most people think that means District of Columbia, but you and I both know, Jensen, it means direct current. She's directly connected to the world of what's going on in Washington, so we then should begin probably with number one. Sometimes I start at the bottom, number 10, and go to the top, and then sometimes we just, it seems that the work this week on impeachment, the inquiry, fever growing, it screams for conversation for the traditional, the real hardcore news talk radio stations that are mostly right of center, that may or may not like this. There are reasons for Republicans to like this, reasons for Republicans not to like this. Stock market, other things. There are all kinds of things that blow in the wind. The thing that impresses me about this, if that's the right word, the thing that bothers me, is it is a complete and utter waste of time, waste of taxpayer dollars, which offends me, frankly. I would vote against anybody, if I were in a district where someone voted to impeach Trump, this is just my value because I'm interested in actually fiscal sanity and soundness, plus the fact these people ought to be getting something done, and they aren't doing a damn thing except trying to get rid of Trump. What does that do for their constituents? Unless you're a hardcore Trump hater, it doesn't do a damn thing. It doesn't do anything for anybody except create media mayhem, which now seems to be, on every street corner. It sounded like the old days when the barker was on the corner of the street, hair ye, or get your nose, or whatever it is. All right. So, Victoria, as you are in the District of Columbia, have your ear to the rails there, even though the metro is not as good as it used to be. They're still on the rails. Are we going
delay
to go
on
off
the red line the all weekend? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Good for you. So, are we going to be off as the presidency, the country off the rails with all of this foolishness? Because that's what it is. It's just theater. It's political theater.
Well, it isn't political theater.
That's your opinion.
I'm telling you it's not political theater from a national security point of view. It is political theater from a television point of view, and it might be political theater in other aspects. So it's multifaceted. It's pronged.
Okay, I'll buy that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's pronged. Yeah. Which is a great word.
Victoria, if I may, one reason many of us feel it is political theater is you go back to 2000. Oh, you didn't finish. I'm sorry. Go right ahead. Okay.
But feel free to interrupt and I'll come back.
Like you did. Well done.
Help yourself. All right. So political theater, yes or no, I suppose we can start with that.
I'll tell you this. It is going to take over, although Congress is going on a 2-week recess, but that won't stop the chatter.
What do you mean 2-week recess? They just went back after 2 weeks.
They wore themselves out.
Oh, my God.
Come on. This was hard.
What a joke this is.
This was hard. Come on. Yeah. You are
Victoria,
just tough on them.
If I may, Victoria, here's why a lot of us think it is political theater. You and everybody, I think, is coming to the realization and the knowledge that back in December of 2018, the Ukrainian court decided that they had indeed interfered illegally in the U.S. election by going along with President Obama's request to interview a GOP political operative, Paul Manafort, and then leaking what they discovered to the New York Times. So we see this. Oh, my gosh. Trump asked Ukraine to look into corruption and a Democratic, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. And many of us look at this thinking like, wow, that's exactly what Obama did in asking the Ukrainian government to look into corruption involving a Republican. Yes. And in addition, you also have Joe Biden on YouTube saying, bragging to the Council of Foreign Relations, yeah, I withheld $1 billion until they fired the prosecutor. And that prosecutor was investigating Burisma, the natural gas company employing his son, Hunter. I think the real casualty out of this is going to be Joe Biden's campaign, but if you disagree, I'd love to hear why.
Well, that's the point of it, of course, isn't it? And you're very on point with the Republican talking points, so well done. Well done.
Don't do that to me. I was reporting on that with John Solomon's reporting back in January of this year.
Please. Doug's question, what is going to be different about this from normal impeachment investigations, if such a thing can be said to exist, is that because the House Intelligence Committee is going to be taking a large part of this, some of this is going to be happening behind closed doors. So whereas you might expect a lot of these hearings to be on the telly, some of this is actually going to be happening with what we'll be seeing is a large door shut. And so it's rather going to take away from the drama. And I don't think that the TV producers have taken that into account yet, that the stuff we're not going to know.
Well, what's the purpose of doing it? This is the public's business, according to them. So how dare they have their hearings behind closed doors? It's so obvious what's going on here. It's directly driven by politics. Sort of gang up on one another because we're all gentle people and we have maybe different points of view. But under the circumstances, I think that Rick is correct in that whether Trump's guilty of something or not, not the question. Has this been done before? Are these people in glass houses throwing stones? Yes, yes, yes. All right.
If I may, Doug, I have a friend, Jeff Furman, who is a great political prognosticator, 92% success rate in calling all sorts of Senate elections around the country, even before the primaries, and he suggested this. He suggested that one goal of this from the Democrats might not be Trump. It might be actually the 21 to 22 Republican seats that are going to be defended in the 2020 elections. If they can, in those states like Kentucky, for example, disparage the Republicans who are tight with Trump enough, the Democrats might be able to turn those seats. And I thought, wow, that's an interesting idea.
It's all politics, and the public's it's just not being served. Up next, the UN General Assembly and what went on in New York this week, number 4 on the countdown. Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen here on our weekly overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio according to a survey done by Talkers Magazine. Here's a survey that I have done among people of all ages. I have conversations. I asked, people who call my program or maybe I talk to on Facebook or social media about losing weight, what's the best way to lose weight? Well, there are a lot of great diets around, a lot of crash diets, a lot of unhealthy things you can do to lose the weight. You're supposed to, the idea of having the right weight attached to your body is so you'll be healthy. But yet a lot of the things that are out there for you to do or use to lose weight are just downright dangerous. Not the case with Calitrin. Safe, safe, safe. Natural, natural, natural. Healthy, healthy, healthy. Calitrin, Calotren. I invite you to go to their website, calitrin.com, to check out the ingredients. You'll find that they're all natural. They do not tell you that you'll lose all the weight overnight, because you won't. The honest way of taking care of your body is to lose weight gradually and then to keep it off. And that's what Calitrin does. You take it consistently and then you'll feel much more in touch with your body. Watch as the weight goes away. A little bit here, a little bit there. Number one ingredient is collagen, and that's responsible for healthy lean muscle. Push the fat out, lose the weight, and stay on the program for 4, 5, 6 months. So your body starts remaking collagen, which is really the lifeguard when it comes to weight and weight loss. Collagen is the protein. 30% of your body is made of it, and we start making it when we're in our 20s. So this jump starts it. You're working again with your body to lose the weight. Go to Calitrin.com. Special deal, big sale right now. You go to Calitrin, Calotren.com. You'll get free shipping using the DJV code, fabulous pricing, and then the satisfaction after 4, 5, 6 months of losing the weight and knowing you're going to keep it off. Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. Find out all about it at Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code for free shipping and the big sale item.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch, the UN General Assembly, one of the items number four on this week's story list from Talkers Magazine on the countdown. The UN General Assembly, U.S. President, well, all the countries are there. Focus on that 19, was she 19, that young lady? 19 years old, right? Who caused
she's
the
younger than that.
Is she younger
Greta Thunberg,
than that?
I believe she's 17.
It's 17, yeah.
Yeah, 16
okay.
or 17, yeah.
So what
yeah.
do you both make of that? What did you think of her and what the response was from the director of the UN? Is it just pandering to kids because adults seem to like to think that they want to show that they're listening to kids, sort of? Or is this really something that people will pay attention to and will have some impact?
I don't know if it'll have any impact because the adults haven't done anything so far, but why not listen? I mean, they are the ones who are going to inherit the earth, and so are their children. So why not listen? We don't listen to each other, do we?
Well, that's the point. Yeah. Nobody listens to anybody unless they agree. I agree with what she said. Otherwise, I'll turn the radio off. There seemed to be a certain amount of pandering there. Rick, what do you think?
Yeah, and I have callers who were actually asking, gosh, is this at least bordering on child abuse? I mean, this young lady is actually passionate and scared and frightened. And yet I've talked with PhD climatologists on really both sides, or there's four different sides of this, and there doesn't seem to be any real true consensus. So they're frightening the children.
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of people think.
It's kind of scary when you look at what happens to the rise in the water level. 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Continuing on now with an overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of September 23rd to the 27th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, and Victoria Jones in here with us from the D.C. Radio Company. We're sort of cherry-picking some of these things to get the different point of view. We don't always get through all 10 of them. Sometimes
can we
get
bogged. Acknowledge something?
Yes, we may.
That everybody wants to rule the world is one of the greatest songs of all time.
I agree with you 100%. Yes.
Thank you.
And the fact that Ginger Baker from Cream is in rather precarious straits at the moment. He's 80 years old in a hospital in England. He and Eric Clapton, the founding members of Cream. I'm showing my age, yeah. I guess. I was a disc jockey when their music first came out. And it really, I didn't get what I was hearing at the time. I was listening, but you don't ever, without historical perspective, realize what something, anything does in terms of history. But in my estimation, there are two things to take away from that. I don't want to digress too much, but there are people talking about this week.
Yeah.
Cream really was the intro group for what is modern rock, and followed very closely by the Moody's, the Moody Blues. They were all friends. They came from the same basic area, kind of like the Beatles in a sense. They came from the working area, Manchester, Birmingham, and England. I think you know that what I'm talking about, certainly Victoria, because I think you came from one of those cities. Didn't you come from Birmingham?
Liverpool.
Where did you come?
No. Birmingham. I came from Liverpool.
Liverpool.
And that is the root of rock and roll.
Well, it's the Beatles are not really rock and roll. The Beatles were so unique. There's just music. Their thing is revolutionized music, period. I think more specifically looking at what the result was of these guys. If there is a better guitar player around than Clapton, I don't know who it is. Maybe a couple of the session musicians that were in Nashville or that we are, by the way, learning much more about. Isn't it fascinating the amount of attention people are paying to that PBS special it's a very, I mean, I'm talking about something that will capture you. It's Americana. It's not just about country music. It's about the history of this country. Ken Burns did a fabulous job in capturing what the moods were, who the people were. I don't know if you're watching it, but if you haven't seen it, maybe you ought to catch up on it. And I'm going to digress and then I'll stop. The other thing from the entertainment world, we don't talk enough about entertainment, I don't think, here. If there's a better movie around than Downton Abbey, I don't know where it is.
I can't wait.
So I won't be a spoiler, but there is the last scene. There are trails.
Wait a minute, just a second.
Five different trails, different ideas, different thoughts, different things that trail into the next movie, including my prediction is the first frame in the next Downton Abbey movie will be a funeral. Okay, that's all I'll say. That's it. Great stuff, though. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the situation with Iran and the U.S., I fail to see what Iran thinks they're going to get out of all of this. What am I missing here? And I thought the guy that ran Iran, not the Ayatollah, he's a nutbird, and he's just a crazy lunatic, kind of like a couple other leaders in the world. Boris is one. I think he's a nutbird as well. But I don't get what they think is going to happen and how they're going to benefit from blowing up a petroleum. I just don't see what they think they're going to get. What am I missing?
And now making a big deal about releasing the British tanker and such. I guess what they're getting is they're not getting bombed. Maybe that's what their goal is to stretch their muscles, not have retribution, and then see how much farther they can go. I don't know. Victoria, have you been studying this?
Yeah, I have been studying this, and it's puzzling, but there's more than one power source in Iran.
Well, yeah, there are. There are a couple. And the age is a big factor in all of that, I think. That's really something. Maybe you see it in politics everywhere, but very demonstrative there. 28 after on the Talk Radio Review.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Angry Birds evolved from a 2D iPhone game to a feature film, cartoons, toys, and 19 other games. The latest is Angry Birds AR Isle of Pigs, where the AR stands for augmented reality. But not only does the game look amazing, it feels cool too, with haptic feedback from the iPhone. Creative director Sammy Runkinen explains.
How you shoot the bird is that the bird jumps to a slingshot, which is displayed on the touchscreen, and then we are using the haptic engine on the iPhone to create the haptic effect, so you can also feel the slingshot stretching and releasing. When the game comes to your world, then how does it feel to play, and what kind of things you need to take into account? So what we wanted to do is to design a game where there are puzzles that will only be possible to solve by looking at the levels from different angles and really making use of the physical space around the levels.
Look for Angry Birds AR Isle of Pigs for the iPhone at the App Store.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Autumn brings diverse activities from Sunday night football to Oktoberfest. But between the travel, food, drinks, and apparel, these events can come with a cost. According to a Bank of America survey, last year, Americans reported spending an average of $1,500 per month on fall activities. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
With endless options for fall fun, it's important to use a rewards card that can help you treat yourself to more than just seasonal activities. The Bank of America Travel Rewards Visa card earns an unlimited 1.5 points for each dollar spent on every purchase everywhere. That means each tailgate or fall festival can quickly earn you points towards your travel purchases, here or abroad. Plus, preferred reward members can earn 25 to 75% more points on every purchase, which translates to up to 2.62 points for every dollar spent.
For more information on the travel rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/travelpoints.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are working on their presidential impeachment investigations. Interviews with key figures could begin as early as this week in the impeachment inquiry centered around allegations President Trump pressured Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden According to the whistleblower complaint, which was made public last week, the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, was a central figure in relaying messages between Kiev and the president.
Did Secretary of State Pompeo know you were doing these things? Did he ask you to do these things?
He did not. Volker did, and then Mr. Sondland did. But when I talked to the secretary last week, he said he was aware of it.
Kurt Volker, who resigned on Friday as the special envoy to Ukraine, and Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the EU, are among the five State Department officials House Democrats would like to interview. This is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Now to those thrilling days of this week, the return of our focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Very unique concept, unique program, with two unique voices here at the moment, maybe three if I include myself. Rick Jensen, WDEL, and Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. Now, let's move into the area of health care.
Ah.
A lot of discussion, number eight this week. Is a focus of something I'm very close to, the vaping situation, the deaths. Two more people have died from vaping-related illnesses. This is a national disgrace, in my opinion. The opioid epidemic, what people have done to themselves, what the drug companies have encouraged. And now we have these vaping outfits. The thing that really bugs me about this is the double standard. The state of Massachusetts this week put the sale of all vaping products on hold. They did not put cigarettes on hold. So cigarettes, tobacco products, chewing tobacco, all that stuff. You can still, anybody can buy that stuff. You're supposed to be 21 to buy it, but we all know that's a joke. And so with the vaping thing, one wonders how it is. I mean, I understand how this got started. Juul, probably the first company that that went out marketing this stuff, a way for you to stop smoking or stop having the impact of nicotine. And then the vaping, these capsules or cartridges, whatever you call them, they're put in there, have cherry flavor and lemon flavor and strawberry and you name it. It's like an ice cream shop. And so kids start smoking it. They think it's cool. And now they're dropping like flies. And why this wasn't investigated? See, this is the double standard of the FDA and, again, government involvement. Oh, if the FDA says it's okay, it must be all right. Really? How many times can we go through any number of products that were approved by the FDA that amounted to deaths and mayhem? So, anyway, in terms of what to do, I guess that's the question. Now that it's the old business about the horses and cows run out of the barn, then you close the door. This should have been something that more people paid attention to early on. It's just another example of government and its ineptness, and we sit here, we fear the government, but yet what do they do other than create circumstances that are good for themselves? Anyway, I mean, even the dogs don't like it.
I was going to say, what does Lassie say?
Right, Lassie says, So, all right, what kind of...
I'm vaping right now.
Now,
what angle we've been talking about it around this, Doug, is this. It's illegal, as you mentioned, for kids to be buying these products because they deliver nicotine. It's also illegal to buy wine if it's strawberry or cherry flavored or something if you're under the age of 21. So you have governors now in Michigan as well as New York and California saying we're going to ban this legal product because we see people are abusing it and they're dying from it.
Okay, well, people, so ban the sale of liquor. Ban, come on.
Automobiles. How about automobiles?
Tobacco, exactly,
everything else.
Exactly.
How far does it go that a governor can actually use their executive power to say, I'm going to ban this product? What's next? I'm looking forward to a governor, maybe California, who says, guns. I'm going to just ban guns because people die from them.
That's never
going
to happen because there is, in fact, a Second Amendment, so that's not going to happen. But I think the fear is that because there's so much that's unknown about vaping, and because so many very young kids are doing it, you know, they're doing it at 11, they're doing it at 12, and the dropping dead is happening so very quickly after they start. And I think that is what is very alarming. Yeah. And they don't quite know what is causing it. And I think that's what it is. And they're pretty darn sure that the manufacturers have been a little bit nefarious.
I can't imagine they're on a group of lawyers someplace. Usually when something like this happens, there's a law firm or two or three of them that jump all over it. Has your family been affected by vaping? Call 888-888-888 and we'll save your life and get you millions. I figure that's going to happen pretty soon. All right, next up, the situation with Brexit and boring Boris. What a bonehead this guy is. I didn't know much about him before, but anything that I see or feel or think about him right now leads me to believe. And, you know, you look at the situation in Israel or you look around the world, and it's kind of the home. Never mind around the world. I'm looking at the same thing happening in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. The polarization. Like the mayor, don't like the mayor. Like the president, don't like the president. Bibi Netanyahu, don't like him. Like Boris, don't like him. It becomes a personality thing rather than an issue thing. The issue here is whether England survives heartily, economically, or doesn't. And because the European Union has so inculcated, probably not a better example of how it worked than England's relationship on the island to the rest of Western Europe. And yet, you know, I'm of a thought, Victoria, you probably have some friends and talked to or watched it. The people that I know over there are cheering the thought of having another election. And that seems to be more in the cards now than it was even a month ago. Is that true, do you think?
Yes. And there was a furious scenes in the House of Commons this week that really sparked a backlash. I mean, a furious backlash after Boris Johnson criticized the UK Supreme Court judgment, which was unanimous 11-0, to use a British phrase, which means zero, highly inflammatory language, and used language such as surrender and betrayal, and said the best way to honor the memory of murdered Member of Parliament Joe Cox was to get Brexit done. He deployed people versus Parliament, and said a number of other things, and he talked about there've been references to the dead Parliament, and a lot of other things. Betrayal, traitor, and things like this. Now, what is extraordinary about this is that Joe Cox is a Member of Parliament who was murdered by an extremely hateful man a couple of years ago. Joe Cox was a Member of Parliament who campaigned relentlessly for Remain, in other words, to stay in the European Union.
Yeah.
And for him to use her as a way of saying the best way to honor her memory is to get Brexit done is one of the most disgusting, cynical things. This isn't a political statement. This is just pure fact that he could possibly have done. The people in the Commons were so shocked, particularly since it then emerged that members of Parliament are receiving awful, awful death threats. And they started to rise from the benches to say that he was going to increase their death threats and that they now needed security and protection because of him. And he refused to apologize, moderate his language, and called it humbug.
Yeah. Well, you see, that's the tone. I go back to what I said a few minutes ago. That's the tone of politics around the world and politicians. What's your take on this, Rick?
I have no disagreement with anybody. Oh, here's what I look forward to. I look forward to Brexit, and I look forward to the value of the British pound sterling dropping, so it's really really cheap to travel through England. That's what I look forward
you're
to.
You self-serving son of a gun, you.
Yes, I am. I'll tell you what Joe Cox's widower tweeted was. He said he felt a bit sick about it, but he said never to demonize the other side and always hold on to what we have in common.
Mm-hmm. I think that's excellent. Excellent
that's nice.
Advice. We are one. We haven't been one since September 11th, and look what it took to get us to be one, in a manner of speaking. This is the Talk Radio Review with Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen. A question comes on a product that is new to the market called Curalin. What is Curalin? Curalin is an attempt to effectively supplement those people who have type 2 diabetes or on the way there. You probably know somebody that's a type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic. This is for them. This is for you. Because Curalin will reduce insulin resistance. It will slow glucose, i.e. The sugary absorption into your system. And it will help regenerate pancreatic cells. That's one of the things that is an important part of this. 10 ingredients in Curalin that contain a lot of fiber. It helps the pancreas secrete insulin. I sound like a doctor now, right? What you want to know, the bottom line here, is that Curalin will promote stable blood glucose levels. And that's what you need if you are pre-diabetic or diabetic. You don't absorb sugar well. You need to check out Curalin.net. It is a really phenomenal supplement in my mind. Works fast, 100% natural. All the 10 ingredients will, and these have been tested and proven in scientific circumstances, to defeat the effect of glycemic impact on your body. If you have a problem with sugar, check out Curolin.net. Get the natural support you need at Curolin.net. Right now, the arrangement is $20 off the first bottle of Curolin. Go to the website, Curolin.net, use the code DJV, and get $20 off your first bottle. Once again, Curolin.net, code DJV. Save yourself, save your life with Curolin.net, Curolin at Curolin.net.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Moment or two on the, I guess going into the name department, because there's a people list too at Talkers Magazine. Netanyahu and Benny Gantz at number 10, Boris Johnson at 9, Charlie Baker, who is the governor of Massachusetts, number 8, and his play on the vaping thing, that's what got everybody's attention this week. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren at number 7. What I'm finding interesting is that Bernie is starting to target Elizabeth Warren now because she is pushing away into the number 2 position. Bernie didn't like that. They are two peas in a pod as far as their philosophies and programs and stuff. But now Bernie's trying to criticize her on Twitter. I think this is a losing, I don't know. I don't like either. I kind of like Bernie as a character. I don't have any, I care not for Ms. Warren at all. She's a senator from Massachusetts. Another grandstander. She's got some interesting ideas. My children love her. I just, she leaves me completely cold. What about you, Rick, and the business between Sanders and Warren?
Well, politically, she actually came out ahead of Joe Biden in a poll this week, 27, and he was at 20 points, and Bernie number 3. So I can see why, because it seems like impeachment of Trump is going to really damage Biden's campaign. As for the policies, it's always amusing to hear how they think they're going to pay for it. You know what I mean?
Well, but it may be whether Biden is damaged or not. I don't see how Warren or any of these other people beat Trump, even as bad as he is, besmirched as he is. Biden is their only hope because in the middle of the road, Warren is the wackiest left winger you can possibly find. All right, Victoria, you get the final word.
Help me, Obi-Wan. You're my only hope.
Well done.
That's it. Pocahontas. Either of those two. We can take that away from our conversation here on the Talk Radio Review. Thanks to Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen. I'm Doug Steffen.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Everest to overview the top five items from the world of technology this past week, the last week of September 2019. Here to do that, I'll give her a little help, but she doesn't need much. Victoria Keelan, who studied all this, got the top five items from technology this week. And number five has to do with TiVo. I like this.
Yeah.
TiVo.
I didn't realize that TiVo was still around because every other system has DVR, but TiVo still has a very loyal fan base, and they are not happy with TiVo's newest decision to place pre-roll video ads before their DVR recordings for all their customers, even those who have a lifetime subscription plan. So this, as you can imagine, if you're watching Hulu or Netflix, well, Netflix doesn't do it, but Amazon or whatever, if you're watching any free streaming service, you expect to have to sit through ads. That's normal. But TiVo is a subscription-only basis, so there is no free TiVo. If you rent the box, like you actually have a physical set-top box, that's the box that you're paying for, $15 a month or $20 a month or whatever your plan is. And so obviously TiVo customers are not thrilled that this is rolling out within the next 90 days, and there is nothing anyone can do about it except sit through it. Yeah. But see, people are really addicted to their TiVo because it keeps, it has a very big memory. And so instead of having a time limit on how long you can keep your programs recorded, it's almost like having your own server. And so like you can keep your stuff forever. And so people love that about TiVo. So this is not great news. And TiVo is obviously getting a lot of backlash for it. But you know, like I said, TiVo has so much competition now. I was surprised to even learn they're still in business.
Right. All right. Next, number four on our way to number one is a Gmail focus.
The Gmail app, which is the way that 90% or more of Gmail users access their email, is through the Gmail app.
Yep.
And so they have been clamoring for a dark mode, and that makes the screen black with white lettering. And people have been, this has been one of those things that Google has said, yeah, we're hearing you, but it took them a really long time to roll out the dark mode. It's actually rolling out right now for Android 10 and iOS 13 users. If you have an older version, you can go in and toggle your settings around, and you can update to it. But Google's other apps, they've kept the Google Maps, they've kept the same, which I think is smart because I can't imagine a map in dark mode. That doesn't really make a lot of sense. But it's a lot easier on the eyes, and so people have been begging for dark mode, and now Gmail says it's finally here.
Finally! Number three, Microsoft. I took action when you... told us this story earlier in the week. I took the action, went right to my computer experts and had them do a massive update. The guys said, oh, wow, lots of things.
Microsoft issued two emergency Windows updates actually this week to protect critical and important vulnerabilities that impacted Internet Explorer and Windows Defender, which is actually their antivirus software. So if you are using Windows version 9, 10, and 11, you have to do the update immediately, like Doug did, because this can allow a hacker to basically assume control of your computer and hold all of your info for ransom. It can, on the lighter end of that, it can slow your computer way down. Lots of bad stuff can go on here. So if you, again, if you're using Windows 9, 10, and 11, make sure you go in and do both of these updates. If you do the first update for Windows Explorer, Internet Explorer, it will actually trigger the Windows Defender update. So that's, but definitely get on that because that's really important. Windows has been very vulnerable.
Number two, about Apple now and the new Mac Pro. What's that story?
Yeah, this is an interesting story this week. Apple says that they'll be making their new Mac Pros in Austin, Texas, and that is after going back and forth about where they were going to manufacture, where they were going to assemble the computers. This has been a trade tariff back and forth between Tim Cook from Apple and President Trump. In July, President Trump tweeted that Apple just needs to make all the Mac Pro parts here in America, and then they won't have to deal with any of the 25% tariffs from China. But that's really not that easy because there are a lot of parts that just simply are not made here. And so Apple has been going back and forth. They have somehow, and this is not really all that clear, but they have somehow been grandfathered in, and they will not be facing the tariff, the 25% tariff. So now the new Mac Pro, which is a highly anticipated new model, that will be either assembled or manufactured. We're not sure, but it will be coming out of Austin, Texas. So we'll see how that affects the pricing of the computers as well.
Number one, General Motors adds something to their cars.
Yeah, GM hasn't solved the strike yet, but they did have a pretty big announcement this week. They're adding Alexa, which is Amazon's most popular voice assistant, to millions of their vehicles starting in 2020. So if you have a 2018 Cadillac, GMC, or Chevy, you can also get the upgrade.
Top tech stories of the week, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.